Yeah, I've got a question. I'm teaching fifth grade girls. It's a rec league. I get one day a week practice with them for an hour. It's an introductory level, and I don't believe any of these girls understand motion offense. What are the main foundational things that I need to instill in them in the short opportunities I have?
Skills. Give them homework. Okay, so let's say your practice is 1 hour a week and it's on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and tell them, because I find that kids that are interested in playing will do this. Okay, I don't know if it's incumbent on you to teach kids shooting form, because I think that's a specialized thing that's going to take a long time. However, what you can do is you can do shooting drills that are based on your motion. So in other words, you can go two lines. Okay, you're going to have a line on the wing and a line down on the block, and you have the ball up top. And you do a shooting drill where the wing goes and screens down for the person on the block. You pass the ball to the person on the wing, and she shoots the ball.
Okay.
That's a shooting drill. You do that for 5 minutes. You have a line on top, a line on the wing, and then you're on the weak side. They pass the ball to you, screen away, kid comes off the screen, you pass it, she shoots the ball. That's a shooting drill. It also incorporates what you need in your motion. It also incorporates other skills, because you can teach screening at the same time. You can teach rolling at the same time. So you do in your practice, because kids, I think, have to play at least a little bit, okay? Pick two or three of those things every day, and you drill those. You do them over and over and over and over again. And then when you decide to use your 15 minutes of play time in that hour practice a week that you have, say, okay, what we're going to do is when we play, we're going to screen out. We're always going to start with a screen down and run 15 minutes with screen downs and see what happens. Okay, you go screen down. You didn't get the ball. What do? Okay, you go back door and you re-screen for the guy on the block. Player on the block comes up, passing the ball, and either shoots it or he passes it back out or he throws it in the post. If he throws it in the post, what do? Well, that's when we run the screen away. So you take the pieces, you decide in your, and again, I'm using 15 minutes just because I'm using 15 minutes. I'm not making that as a recommendation. You have to do what's comfortable for you with your kids. Is that if I decide that in my 15-minute scrimmage to get them to play, that I want to do basket cuts and back screens, all my shooting drills are going to involve basket cuts and back screens.
Okay.
And then it's an easy transition to go from those drills into your 15-minute scrimmage where you're doing basket cuts and back screens. Because now you can relate it back to the drills. What did we do in the drill? Okay, well, I really don't know what to do. Well, what did we do in the drill? Well, in the drill, I did this. So go ahead and do that. Sometimes it's going to work. Sometimes it's not going to work. But go ahead and do that.
Thank you.
That's just what I would do.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.